Hey guys, welcome. It's your girl Niche from Empire Niche Boutique. Thank you so much for joining me. If this is your first time, please don't let it be your last time. Make sure to tune in every second Tuesday of the month. That's when I'll be dropping my new series. So this week I've decided to talk about the famous fashion versus style. Yes, that's right, fashion versus style. So this is one of those topics that's very debatable, that many of us hear all the time, and everyone has their own input and opinion on it, and I decided to give you guys mine. So if this is your first time, like I said, thank you so much for joining me. I also want you to make sure to go back and check my first podcast episode, which is basically giving you a full idea of who I am and how I started my brand, which is, by the way, Empire Niche Boutique. So make sure to go check that out. It's my first podcast. You can also check me out online via Instagram and also my website, www.empireniche.com, www.empireniche.com. where I basically put together some really creative styled pieces, and I basically also helped that girl get her life all the way together, breathe some new life into her closet, one piece at a time. So if you're that girl that's bold, that likes to stand out, that doesn't like to look like everybody else and blend in, my boutique is definitely the boutique for you to shop at. Again, www.empireniche.com, www.empireniche.com, www.empireniche.com. So let's get right into it. Fashion versus style. What does that really mean? So for me, I decided to break down the words into two separate parts as far as what do I think of when I think of the word fashion and what do I think of when I think of the word style. So when I think of the word fashion, I think of runway. I don't know if it's because Paris Fashion Week just finished and New York Fashion Week just finished, but that's basically like the first thing that comes to mind. Runway, glamorous, extra, bold, excessive, almost like a party happening on stage, right? So it's all about showcasing what's hot, what's new, how creative you, the designer, could actually be in presenting the next new trend. So that's why I associate fashion with. What else? Magazines. So magazines like Vogue, In Style, where we also like to read and kind of see what's happening, what's next, what's trending. For me personally, fashion is one of those things that's consistently changing. So, which is why we also have fast fashion stores and outlets. And my favorite would be the style aspect, right? So when I think of style, I think automatically personal and creative. Having a sense of style is very fun and unique, because at the end of the day, it's basically you expressing yourself to the rest of the world about how you feel, and you translate that message through your sense of style, basically the clothes that you put on, right? So when I think of style, I think of timeless, unique, different, expressive, creative, projecting to the rest of the world of who you are and what you want to say, like your voice, you know? I also think that eventually over time, you can actually develop a signature style, which is another topic on its own. If that's something that you guys, by the way, would be interested in me talking about, always feel free to leave a message, and I can definitely give you guys some more information about that. We can definitely talk about that as well. So I feel like style is definitely something that some people are just naturally born with, and then others can actually develop it over time. You know, it's definitely not one of those things where you can be like, I'm going to go online, or I'm going to walk into a store and spend like, I don't know, what, $400 or $500 and buy all these cool clothes and I've got style. No, it doesn't work that way. It's something that's developed over time with your personality, as well as your lifestyle. You know, there's all different type of elements that kind of basically fabricate you developing your own personal style, which is the fun, interesting part of it. So me personally, I actually have, in my opinion, a different sense of style, a unique sense of style. And I think it's actually something I've always had growing up as a child. Like when I try to actually think way back to when I was a child, the first thing that kind of comes to mind is in my high school days. You know, I went to a high school that had to, where you had to wear a uniform, you know, and I hated it, obviously, because I couldn't express myself, but it's okay, it was cool, I rocked with it, I did what I had to do. So I had to wear a uniform, and it just used to bother me that I would go to school and look like everybody else, and finish school and look like everybody else. I was just like, no. So, you know, your girl had to put her little own spin on it, just saying. So I would literally, this is like back in the days when like bandanas were trending and color shade sunglasses were trending, which is, by the way, coming back. If you're keeping up to what's happening in fashion. So I basically would gather, I think it was like, what, 4 different color bandanas. I know I had a yellow one, I had a blue one, a lilac purple, a red. Yeah, so I would say about 4 different bandanas. And at the time, my hair was natural. I would always have like a big slick ponytail puff, you know, and just stick an afro pick in it. So I would have my matching color bandana with my matching color afro pick and my matching color shades. Like those 3 key pieces were everything for me at the time. So I would go to school, and every day I would actually switch it up. I would go to school, leave my house in the morning with my afro pick in my hair, my color shades on, and my color bandana either wrapped around my neck or tied onto my school bag, and off I went. Take it off when I went to school. I would actually try to pull a little fast one every once in a while by leaving the afro pick in. If my teacher noticed, then obviously I would take it out if she asked me, but if not, I would just rock it all day thinking I was the shit. And I was the shit. But yeah. I did that. And at the end of the day, when school was finished, did the same thing again. Put my afro pick back in, if I had taken it out at the time, obviously. Put my shades on, and then put my bandana on. And I would switch it up like every other day, a different color. Like that was just me. That was me representing my sense of style and bringing my personality to something that everybody was wearing that I felt was boring, and adding my little spin and my little twist on it. So I'm pretty sure like a lot of us do have little stories where we kind of dibbled and dabbled in different things and added our own little spin on it, or maybe got creative and did like some type of project or some type of creative piece where you kind of like maybe teared it up or cut it up or put some buttons on it. You know, just got creative because you were just like bored of how things look. Well, that's just me at the end of the day. I'm that type of person. So kind of going back to the whole fashion versus style, like to me, it's all about being you. That's like the main key point out of all this. Make sure you're being true to yourself. Make sure you're dressing for yourself. Make sure you're not dressing or presenting yourself the way other people expect you to be. Okay, that's a definite no-no. You live for yourself. You only live once. So make sure you're representing yourself the best way that you know how, and obviously the way you feel the most comfortable with. So that's about it, guys. I'm going to wrap it up. Thank you so much for joining me. Please, please, please leave some feedback. It gives me ideas of what to talk to you guys about. And if this is something that you guys want to maybe jump on with me and have like a one-on-one conversation where you can give me your opinion on a live call, we can definitely do that. I'm definitely open to that as well. So until next time, take care. Be safe. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at Empire Niche, also via Twitter, and also check me out online at www.empireniche.com, www.empireniche.com. By the way, Empire Niche is spelled EMPIRENEESH. See you soon. Bye. Mwah.